Hello there. This is Steve Charney speaking. And the name of the program is called Knock on Wood. Yes. In case you're tuning in for the first time, this is a comedy show. Comedy show for kids. And we have a lot of adults listening too, and that's nice. That's nice. A lot of people come up to me and they say, oh, you know, I'm an adult and I listen to the show. Well, the reason is because I only play things that I enjoy myself. And since I'm an adult, well, there'll be other adults who like it also. See, I don't believe in patronizing the children. Right, kiddies? Boys and girls? No, I believe in turning them on to culture. Culture. Doesn't matter if you don't understand everything. Kids spend their whole lives not understanding things. That's the definition of a child. A sponge, you know, just taking in new things all the time and learning about facets of our society. And this is the comedic facet. The humorous side. Let's see. Tom Chapin, CD of his. We have Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Cosby. I found this bumper sticker, and I need to talk to Harry about it, okay? So I asked him to come in a little while, and I'll tell you about it later. Bumper sticker, I don't know, concerns me. I'll tell you what it says after we come back from Heather Bishop. And this is from her album called Purple People Eater. And this is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Cowgirl went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge she rested as she went along her way. All at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows she saw plowing through a ragged sky. A cloud it crossed. The grounds were still on fire and their made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath she could feel. A bolt of fear went through her as they thundered through the sky, for she saw the riders come hard and she heard their mournful cry. Hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. They've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. Soul from hell riding on our rain. Our girl, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in. Thank you.
I'm back. Yes, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. That was Heather Bishop. And, well, I'm waiting for Harry to get in because, I wanted to talk to him about this. Oh, here he is. Harry.
Yes, hey, what's up?
What's this I found at the front desk?
Oh, let me see that, Steve. Oh, that's a bumper sticker.
Yes, I know it's a bumper sticker. There were a whole pile of them being given away for free. I'm talking about what it says on it.
It's no big deal, Steve.
Look, if it's no big deal, then explain it to me. It says, Free Harry. What does that mean, Free Harry?
I didn't do it! It's an organization that has sprung up in recent weeks that feels that I'm being oppressed. They're just trying to help.
Oppressed? You?
Yes, me! Basically, Steve, I'm an indentured servant. Look at us. You're always telling me what to say. You always have a hand in my affairs. You're always lurking behind every move of mine.
That's because you're a dummy.
You always put me down with no consideration for my feelings.
You don't have feelings. You're a puppet.
Can I strike out on my own? No. We know who the real talent is on this program. We know who people really tune in to hear. We know, Steve. We know. But do you allow me to develop my full potential? No. What if I wanted to strike out on my own and host my own radio program? I deserve it. It could be a spinoff of Knock on Wood. You know, sort of like the way Frasier did with Cheers. But you wouldn't allow that, would you? I'm stuck here in your clutches. You're keeping me down, man. You're keeping me down. Because you need me. You need me bad to keep the machinery oiled while you sit around your pool drinking your iced tea, the little umbrella sticking out of the glass. You and your ilk make me sick. Well, no longer, fella. We're rising up and shaking the oppressors off our back like a bad case of the fleas.
Who's the we you're referring to?
There's a groundswell arising. An organization that is spontaneously awoken from the urgent need to liberate the oppressed. These bumper stickers that say Free Harry are just the beginning, Steve. Just the beginning. For the times, they are a-changing.
I don't suppose that you happen to mention to this so-called grassroots organization that wants to free you that, well, you happen to be made of wood and are not real. And that this is not oppression. This is ventriloquism.
You know, it's so like the people of your class to rationalize your blind drive for power and money in order to keep the status quo. They don't want to hear your pathetic excuses, Johnny. They want action. Free Nelson Mandela.
He was already freed.
All right, free the Chicago 7.
They were already freed.
Okay, then, free drinks on the house.
Huh?
You know what I mean.
A stegosaurus in the forest, munching on some hay, laid down to snooze in a bed of ooze and sadly passed away. Her body changed and rearranged as she sank beneath the soil. And over time she turned to slime and then she turned to oil. So she disappears for a jillion years till finally she is found by a guy named Bill with an oil drill who sucks her from the ground. Bill pipes that poor old dinosaur to an oil refinery where they bubble and boil and change that oil into stuff for you and me.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. The earth recycles and so do we. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
From the late Jurassic, it's fantastic how our dino friend has now become petroleum, and still that's not the end. With dino juice, they now produce a million plastic jugs and stegosaurus drinking straws and stegosaurus mugs.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. Earth recycles, and so do we. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
Play one. That's the way the system works, things don't disappear. We turn sand into window glass and roots into root beer. We cut and mine and we refine and make these things and then use them not just once, not just twice, but again and again and again and again and again. And if a dinosaur could see us pouring orange juice this way from a plastic jug we made of her, well, this is what she'd say. It took me 80 million years to get to you today. So don't throw that mug, don't throw that jug, don't you throw me away.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. We're just a link in the chain of history. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, I recycle this melody. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. Use it again. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. And again. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
Yeah, whoa, he knows how to make a nice song. That's Tom Chapin from a CD called Zag Zig. And that's put out on Sony Wonder, and it's produced by Tom and John Forster, who I met. Very nice fellow, too. Excellent producer. He not only produces all the Tom Chapin albums, but also the Olsen Twins. They have a very nice CD, very well produced. So if you ever see a CD by John Forster, produced by John Forster, then go get it. Also, he writes a very funny song himself. He has some very funny songs. We played his album, too, right here on the show, here on Knock on Wood. And, oh, man, I just saw these bumper stickers in front of me and brings me back to what I got to... You know, this really bugs me, huh? What's the... I found these bumper stickers out at the front desk of the radio station. They say Free Harry on them. It seems some grassroots organization is formed in order to liberate Harry from his oppressor, namely me. Well, the whole thing is so ridiculous. You're a doll, Harry. Your whole character is just a figment of my imagination.
Sure, Steve. Keep dodging the real issues here by throwing up smoke screens. Now, the leader of the Free Harry movement is coming up in a minute to discuss strategies on how to proceed, and I want you to be on your worst behavior. It would set the movement back months if he felt sympathy for you.
You know, if you were really oppressed, I wouldn't even let you have this meeting.
Oh, I see. The benevolent dictator. Your evil is so insidious. Oh, here he is now. Dr. Fenstermacher, so nice of you to stop by.
Dr. Fenstermacher is the leader?
Listen, Charney, we demand the release of this hostage now.
Harry's not a hostage.
Oh, sure. You can pretty up the situation as much as you want. But when push comes to shove, the boy's a hostage.
But he was never imprisoned.
Listen, Charney, you don't have to put on an innocent face for the media. You've heard of house arrest?
Yeah, but Harry isn't under house arrest.
No, he's not. He's under trunk arrest. He's confined to that trunk, except under guarded supervision.
It's not that he's confined, it's that he can't leave.
Aha! And who makes that ruling?
I mean, he literally can't leave. His arms and legs don't move.
So you've been chaining him down, too, have you? Amnesty International's gonna hear about this!
Listen, this is getting too much for me. I have a show I have to put on here. I'll tell you what, if you want Harry, take him. He's yours.
Really?
Yes, really.
Hold it, Harry. This must be a trick.
It's not a trick.
As soon as we walk out this door, you're gonna sick the police dogs on us, aren't you? We're gonna have to flee on barefoot through the swamps and bogs of the Louisiana Bayou. But what you'll feed to the pressure lies about kidnapping and abduction of your property. That's it, isn't it? Will you get out of here?
You mean I'm free to go?
That's right. If you want to start your own radio program, do it.
Why, this is a great day, a momentous occasion, a great victory for the proletariat, an immortal blow for the ruling classes. Harry, we must go. The Free Harry Liberation Organization has assembled outside of the radio station right now. We need you to address them, to inspire them, to continue to fight the good fight.
Mom, my trunk is packed, and I'm ready to go.
Well, then let's do it. The masses await you. A great hero of the working classes. Oh, by the way, Charney, here's a Free Harry bumper sticker for you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Steve!
Well, here they go. Whew. I'm freed of him. Had my own little Free Harry movement here going. Okay, let's listen to Rodney Dangerfield now.
thing, there's a lot of doctors around who shouldn't be doctors. It's their parents' fault, you know. Yeah, they want their kids to be doctors. They train their kid because you don't want to be a doctor. I got to my neighborhood, a couple, they trained their son to be a doctor. Doctor for 10 years and he quit it. Didn't want it. Wanted to fix television sets. In the neighborhood now, fixing sets. You know. I said, when bad last week, I called him over the house. And I'll tell you, being a doctor for 10 years had an effect on what this guy fixes a television set. Walked in the house, the first thing he did, put all his tools in boiling water. When he looked at my wife and myself, he said, are you the immediate family? I said, why, is it serious? He said, what your set has is very common. There's a lot of it going around today. You got a weak tool. I could replace it, but I'd rather try and save it. So I'll take this up to my shop. Let us just take it easy, hang around, watch television. At this point he had me crazy too. I said, the condition set is in, is it all right to be moved? Finally took it out, I took it to a place called TV Hospital. The next day I got a bill for $132. I found out he gave my set a private room.
Rodney Dangerfield, this is Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Charney. Harry's gone. Dr. Fenstermacher's leader of the Free Harry Liberation Movement, came and got him. I let him go. Didn't think he had, you know, was living up to his potential. He was being oppressed by me, so they took him away. Which means I have to do the Strange Facts segment by myself. I don't know. I don't think I'll miss him. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he'll be back. Anyway, Strange Facts segment. This is from a book called 1001 Facts. Somebody Screwed Up by Dean Jordan. It's put out on Long Street Press. And there's some goodies in here, ones that I haven't read in other books. For instance, only until recent times was north at the top of most maps. For several centuries of cartography, east was on top. Or shall we say, when the earth was flat, where the sun rose was the most important direction. That's why, that explains it why, because I did know that east was always on top of the map for many centuries. I didn't realize why, because, you know, they used to think the earth was flat, so as far as they were concerned, sun rose in the east. It's an important place to put things. Now this is interesting, okay? This is a bit mind-blowing here. Moths are not attracted to flames. Poets and lovers notwithstanding, they always say, you know, the moth is attracted to the flame. The explanation is complex. In nature, moths navigate by light, usually the moon. So they fly perpendicular to the natural light at right angles to it, kind of like always keeping the moon on your right side. Well, since the moon is big and they're small, there's no problem. They can't fly beyond the perpendicular influence of it. Well, along we come with tiny artificial lights that are nearby. The moth flies past your outside light, thinks it's the moon, then turns to keep it to one side, and turns slowly spiraling to the light. It's not attraction, but rather ancient navigation thrown off by modern innovations. Okay. Pretty interesting. Air isn't light, despite how it feels. It's pushing in on you with 10 to 20 tons of pressure. You don't feel it because you're pushing back. Historically, only Hawaiian men dance the hula, rather than all those lovely swiveling lasses we see in the movies. Okay. The majority of bees, 75%, do not live in a colony. They lead solitary lives. 75% of bees live solitary lives. The popular notion that Noah took two of every living creature into the ark is not supported by biblical references. Unclean beasts, those that non-Jews like Noah could eat, were taken by twos. Clean beasts, edible by the Hebrews, by sevens. That only covered a small portion of the animals around at that time. So, that's a myth that Noah took two of every living creature into the ark. I always wondered about that, how he got all of them in there. Most measuring spoons are not accurate, but mass market approximates. Okay, the ostrich does not stick its head in the sand. That's a myth. Bears do not truly hibernate. They just get cranky and sleepy. Okay? And, let's see. I think that's it for Strange Facts. Strange and amazing. Oh, I was kind of missed it without Harry here, doing it by myself. Oh, there's a certain rhythm that's set up when we alternate. I kind of missed the guy. Well, anyway, let's listen to Bill Cosby now, and he's talking about playgrounds.
Now, I'm telling you right now, that something's got to be done about the attitude of the grown-ups. Now, I've been doing a lot of research, and I found out that the grown-ups, when I was a child, the grown-ups were trying to murder us and bump us off. No, I have proof. I have definite proof that the grown-ups were trying to get rid of us. For what reason, I'm not sure. Might have been the fact we had no babysitters, and it's very expensive to watch us. I'll proceed to prove my point. First of all, we had a perfectly good playground. Perfectly good playground. There was a field leveled off. They tore down some houses, and we called it our playground. And it was broken glass and rocks and bricks and everything on it. We never lost one kid. Not one kid died. Or not one broken arm, one broken leg, broken anything. Maybe a little gash here and there. That's all right. And then the grown-ups started in. They moved in the monkey bars. And the monkey bars came in. We lost 124 kids in one day.
Hey, look at me. I'm on top of the weed.
Oh, 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 oh. Kids were falling off the monkey bars like snowflakes, breaking arms, legs, losing everything, hanging upside down. I never played on them myself, because I saw the kids falling off of them, and I tried to warn them, please don't play on the monkey. Oh, 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 there goes another one. And I made it my philosophy after that never to play on nothing I never saw no grown-ups playing on. And I never saw any grown-ups climbing up on no monkey bars. They would build them, but they would never play on them. And I knew then that they were trying to kill us off. And a lot of kids lost arms, legs, everything. And I'll tell you something else. Then they found out that I wouldn't play on the monkey bars. And they built another thing which they thought they could kill me on. It's a thing that you sit on. I tried it once. You sit on it, and three of your friends push you around. You go around in a circle for 5 minutes, and then you throw up. Not one kid asked for that. You ask any kid, go up and ask any kid. Kid, what would you like? He'll never say, I want something to go around a circle for 5 minutes and then puke. You never heard no kids ask for that. And I've never seen any grown-ups riding on it. Although some of them look like they've been riding on it. An out-and-out attempt to kill us. And the last thing that they put up is the seesaw. An out-and-out attempt to kill us. The seesaw. And that's where you gotta get, they try and get a kid in on the plot. And you sit up high and the kid jumps off and that's all for you. You land, your brains fall right out on the floor. There's a lot of kids never had a chance to have a deep voice because of that one. Seesaw.
Of course, Bill Cosby from an early album, Wonderfulness. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's gone. Kind of miss him. Dr. Fenstermacher is the leader of the Free Harry Liberation Movement's come and gotten him. This is for people who are tuning in late. Maybe they don't know what's going on. Grassroots organization accused me, of oppressing my dummy, of always having a hand in his affairs, of lurking behind every movement of his, and of keeping him from furthering his potential. Well, since they claim he's the real talent of the show, my keeping him here against his will amounts to indentured servitude. Well, I could do the show without him. I don't need Harry to attract listeners. So what if he does do a spin-off of Knock on Wood? He can't survive there without me. It's a dog-eat-dog world. A shark-infested ocean of greed and blind ambition. They need him alive. If he was alive. Oh.
Hello there.
Dr. Fenstermacher, the leader of the Free Harry Movement. What brings you back? I thought you'd be fawning over your newly liberated hero. You've done your dirty work. Now skedaddle! Harry and I had a wonderful relationship for years. A relationship based on trust and love. But you've put all these big fancy ideas in his head and now he's gone. Gone, I tell you!
Well, since we're on the subject of Harry and all, I do have one favor to ask you.
A favor to ask me? After destroying the one relationship that means anything to me in this life?
Harry is the one relationship that means anything to you in this life?
That's right.
Man, you're more pathetic than I thought. But that's not why I came back. We have a little problem.
Oh?
It seems we set up a little dais for old Harry, as well as a very nice PA system for him to address the members of our Free Harry Liberation Organization.
Yeah, so?
Well, we were hoping he'd talk to us about oppression and the ruling classes.
So?
Well, he got up there and, well, he didn't say much. Actually, he didn't say anything.
Well, I'm not surprised.
It seems we kind of jumped the gun with this Harry thing.
What do you mean?
He needs you to make him talk, doesn't he?
Duh.
You think you could come out and sort of, you know, stand behind Harry while he addresses our organization about oppression and imprisonment? You know, have him speak about how horrible it was being under trunk arrest all these years and how persecuted he was by you. How tyrannical your regime turned out and how absolute power corrupts absolutely. You know, just to inspire the troops a little.
All right, let's go. Man, the things I have to do around here for other people.
You're a peach, Steve. A peach.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know
it's time to go.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Charney. Go to stevecharney.com for videos, merchandise, lots of jokes, and contact info. Harry and I perform at schools, theaters, parties, and meetings of the Trilateral Commission. stevecharney.com.
Come on, boy, we gotta go!
Sorry, gotta go.
It's time to go.